Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
2 weeks ago, I preached a sermon titled "Jesus Saved an Outcast," based on Mark 5:1-20. At that time, I mentioned that I have not yet finished my series on the Holy Spirit.
两周前，我讲了一篇信息，题为《耶稣拯救一位被弃绝的人》，经文出自马可福音5:1-20。当时我提到，我还没有完全圣灵系列的讲道。
However, since many our church members were away at the Lynchburg retreat, I chose to preach a standalone sermon so that no one would miss any part of the series on the Holy Spirit.
不过，因为当时教会有许多弟兄姐妹去了林芝堡的退休会。我不想让他们错过圣灵系列中的任何一部分，所以我就暂时讲了一篇独立的信息。
But why am I still not continuing the Holy Spirit series today?
那为什么我今天还是不继续讲圣灵系列呢
？Well, here's the story. Today's message from vision to mission.Was originally prepared for the Memorial Day weekend 2 weeks ago.
事情是这样的，今天这篇讲到从意向到使命，原本是预备在两周前阵亡将士纪念日周末要讲的。
But as I was working on this sermon, I sensed that this is a message that everyone in our church family need to hear together.So I decided to postpone this until today and prepare a different standalone sermon for the Memorial Day weekend.
但当我在准备这篇讲道时，我感觉到这篇信息是教会大家每个人都需要一起听到的信息。因此，我决定把这篇讲道延迟到今天，而为阵亡将士纪念日的周末准备。另一篇独立讲章。
Today's message about vision has been brewing in my mind for months.
今天关于意象的信息在我心中已经酝酿了好几个月了。
Interestingly, about 2.5 months ago, during an elders meeting, it was mentioned that some church members were wondering whether our church has a clear vision.
有趣的是，大约两个半月前，在一次长老会中，有人提到教会有些成员在思考我们的教会是否有清晰的意向。
That comment really struck a chord with me. Since then, I have been spending time studying and reflecting on this important topic.
这一点正好打中我心里的负担。从那时起。我就开始深入研读并反思这个重要的题目。
So today, I would like to share with you what I believe God has helped me to see and understand about vision.
所以今天我想与大家分享一些我所领悟到关于意象的理解。
Both the secular world, which means non-believers and organizations, and the Christian community, referring to individual Christians and churches, seek visions. But what they seek is different fundamentally.
世俗世界、非信徒和组织与基督徒群体、个别基督徒和教会都寻求意向，但他们所追求的意向。本质是不同的。
Secular visions typically focus on personal achievement, business goals, or societal impact, whereas Christian visions should be rooted in God's revelation and will, guiding people closer to God, achieving God's assignment, and living out Christ's character.
世俗的意向通常聚焦于个人成就、商业目标或社会影响，而基督徒的意向 应植根于神的启示和旨意，引导人更亲密、亲近神，完成神的托付，并活出基督的品格。
Unfortunately, nowadays, many Christians and churches fail to discern this distinction and pursue visions in a secular manner, thus deviating from God's intent.
不幸的是，现今许多基督徒和教会都没有分别这个区别，以世俗的方式追求意向，因而偏离了神的心意。
Vision, secular versus biblical. What is a vision?
什么是意向？
To the non-believers, vision is a personal ambition, dream, aspiration for the future, such as success, wealth, and happiness.
对非信徒，个人对未来的梦想与抱负，比如成功、财富、快乐。
But to a Christian, it is God's call and plan to serve in a specific area of workplace and church.
个别基督徒，神的呼召和计划，在职场和教会特定领域中侍奉。
To a secular organization, vision is a long-term desired future, a clear picture of what the organization aim to become.
世俗机构公司的意向对未来的长期理想蓝图，是组织希望成为的模样。
But for a church, vision is a God-given revelation and goal that directs the church's future and partake in the Great Commission.
对教会来说，从神而来的启示和未来目标，引导教会的方向，并参与大使命。
What is the meaning of Proverbs 29:18? What's the meaning of Proverbs 29:18?
箴言29:18的意思是什么？
The King James version of Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no wisdom, the people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he."
箴言29:18这么说：没有意象，民就灭亡。遵守律法的，则有福。
Some interpret this as highlighting the need for vision in leadership, suggesting that without a long-term plan, people wander aimlessly.
有些人引用这节经文，强调领导中意向的重要性，认为没有长远计划，人们会漫无目的。
However, many Bible translations closer to the original meaning render it as, without prophetic revelation, the people are unrestrained, but blessed is the one who keeps the law.
然而，许多更贴近原文的译本将其翻译为，没有先知启示，民就放肆，唯遵守律法的是有福的。
This clarified that biblical vision is a divine revelation from God, and its absence leads people to live without restraint.
这表明圣经中的意象是来自神的启示，缺乏意象会导致人们毫无约束的生活。
So when we say the church needs a vision, biblically, it means the church needs a prophetic revelation from God.
因此，当我们说教会需要意象时，根据圣经，这表示教会需要来自神的先知性启示。
Now the insight I said comes from an article titled, "What does it mean that without vision, the people perish.
我提到的观点来自一篇题为《没有意象，名就灭亡是什么意思》的文章。
If you click on that article title, it's a link. You can read the whole article.
可点击连接阅读这整篇文章。
Well, many people twist the meaning of this word in poet.
很多时候呢会扭曲这段经文。
Poet 29:18is often misinterpreted as indicating that when one does not have a clear vision or a dream, then one has nothing to live for and will perish for lack of a goal.
箴言29:18常被误解为，当一个人没有清晰的意向或梦想时，就没有活下去的动力，因为缺乏目标而灭亡。
This is not the intended meaning of the passage, and to use it from the pulpit for that purpose is to wrongly divide the word of truth, as 2 Timothy 2:15 says.
这显然不是此处经文的原意。若为此而在讲台上使用，便是曲解真道。提摩太后书2:15。
I'm quoting this from a website. I have personally heard of Proverbs 29:18 being preached this way to support a personal vision and agenda.
这是来自于网络上的一个文章。我亲眼听过有人以此来讲解箴言29:18，为了支持个人意向的议程。
Now this quote comes from a website which offers in-depth and extensive Bible commentary and exegesis.
以上呢来自一个提供深入圣经注释与解经的网站。
It's a very authoritative website that explains the Bible.And it's called preceptoxen.org. And I put the link here. If you click on this, you can receive a lot of explanation of these words.
这是非常有权威的一个解经的网络。请大家点击这个网络，就可以参考圣经的解释。
You can also set the language to be Chinese in the main page.And read it in Chinese.
在这个主页上面，你可以选择中文的翻译。
Prophet Isaiah's vision experience.
这是以赛亚的这个异象的经历。
Isaiah 6 records a clear sequence of the prophet's journey from vision to mission.
以赛亚书第6清楚地记录了先知从看到异象到得到使命的顺序。
Step number one, he saw the holiness of God in a vision and was overwhelmed.
第一步，他在异象中看到神的圣洁，并被深深地震撼。
This is in verse 1-4.
第6:1-4.
Step number two.He became aware of his sinfulness, trembled before God, and acknowledged his sin.
第二步，他意识到自己的罪孽，在神面前颤抖，并承认自己的罪。
Step number three, he was purified and forgiven. Verse 6-7.
第六步，他被洁净和赦免。6:6-7.
Number four, he heard God's call.
第四步，他听到神的呼召。
Only when we are purified and forgiven, God offers his call.
他是被圣洁和赦免的，所以听到神的呼召，这是一个顺序。
And number five, he responded to the call and took on the mission.
第五步，他回应神的呼召，承担使命。
A purified heart becomes a willing heart.
一个洁净的心，成为一个愿意的心。
Now this sequence from seeing a vision of God's holiness to taking on a mission seems to be a pattern in other biblical characters that God uses also.
这个从看到神圣洁的意象，到从神领受使命的顺序，似乎也是神使用其他经文人物的模式。
We see the same pattern in the calling of the following biblical characters.
我们可以从这些圣经人物的呼召中看到同样模式。
Moses, in Exodus 3-4.
摩西出埃及记3章到4章。
Peter in Luke 5:1-11.
彼得在路加福音的5章1-11节。
Paul in Acts 9:1-22.
保罗在使徒行传里的9章1-22节。
Joshua in Joshua 5:13-15.
约书亚记5章13-15节。
And John in Revelation chapter 1.
约翰是在启示录的第1章。
You can see this pattern.
你可以看到这个顺序。
Now, question. Does God still give vision to people today?
现在的问题是，神今天还会给人意象吗？
Well, first question. Can God give vision to people today? Yes.
第一个问题，神今天 能给人意象吗? 神能。
Second question. Does God give visions to people today? Possibly.
第二个问题, 今天神会给人意象吗? 有可能。
Third question. Should we expect vision to be an ordinary occurrence? No.
第三个问题, 我们应该期待意象是常有的现象吗? Oh.
Now, okay. Now, these are not my questions and answers. It came from an article on getgodquestions.org. I encourage everyone to read it.
以上的问题不是来自于我，而是来自于这个简短问答，是取自 一个有问必答的英文圣经网站的文章，我鼓励大家阅读这篇文章。Though
God still grants vision today, the method differs from biblical times.
虽然神今日仍赐予人意象，但他赐予意象的方式与圣经时代大不相同。
Today, it is primarily through the Holy Spirit that God communicates visions and promises stir up burdens in our heart or deepen or strengthen our spiritual awakenings and impressions.
今天神主要是透过圣灵传达意象，感动我们，激起我们心中的负担，或加深和加强我们灵里的醒觉。
For this reason, our communion with the Holy Spirit is vital. We need to carefully discern whether it is the Spirit's prompting or our emotional impulse, whether it is God's will and guidance or our ambition and agenda.
因此，与圣灵的交通至关重要。我们必须谨慎分辨。 这些感动是来自圣灵，还是我们的情绪冲动？是神的旨意与引导，还是我们的野心与计划？
Now I want to give you an example, and a testimony for today's message.
现在 我想为今天的信息提供一个例子，一个见证。
I give the title a modern day visionary.
题目是现今的。
The title in the top. Yeah. Okay. CBN Christian Broadcasting Network reports the Church of Redeemer in our city of Gettysburg has an average attendance of 6,000. It could be the largest evangelical Protestant church in Montgomery County, Maryland.
CBN 报道在我们盖萨斯堡市的救赎主教会平均有6000人出席，它可能是玛丽兰州蒙哥马利郡最大的福音派基督教教会。
It is hard to imagine that this church was started in 1986, which is 39 years ago, with just one family in Gettysburg Junior High School.
但很难想象，这间教会是在1986年，39年前，在盖城初中学校由一个家庭开始的。
How did this church, with such a humble beginning, grow so rapidly? What happened? What is the secret?
这座起初如此不起眼、卑微的教会是如何发展的如此迅速的呢？发生了什么事？其中的秘密是什么？
Well, it all began with a vision God gave to Pastor Dale O'Shields 40 years ago.
这一切都始于40年前神赐给戴克·欧希尔兹牧师的意象。
Pastor Dale and his wife Terry were serving God in the campus ministry in Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the mid-1980s.
戴尔牧师和他的妻子特里1980年代中期是在弗吉尼亚州的弗吉尼亚海滩校园施工中服侍神。
A ministry friend from Washington, D.C. area suggested to them that they consider servingIn Maryland, specifically a place called Gettysburg.
一位来自华盛顿特区的施工朋友建议他们考虑到玛丽兰州侍奉，特别是一个叫做盖萨斯堡的地方。
They have never heard of Gettysburg before, but they make a visit to check it out and continue to pray about it afterward.
他们之前从未听过盖萨斯堡，但是他们去看了一趟，回来后继续祷告。
Sometime later, while the couple was still seeking God's direction, Pastor Dale stepped outside one day to go to work.
过了一段时间，牧师夫妇仍在寻求神的引导。一天，戴尔牧师走出家门去上班。
At that very moment, a moving truck pulled into a neighbor's driveway. On the side of the truck were this word, Gettysburg, Maryland.
就在这个时候，一辆搬家的卡车驶进邻居的车道，卡车的侧边写着玛丽兰州盖萨斯堡。
It was completely unexpected, but deeply meaningful.To Pastor Dale, it was as if God had placed a divine stamp of confirmation on their calling. That moment gave him the clarity and conviction to say yes to God's calling. He and his wife moved to Gettysburg, Maryland.
这完全出乎戴尔牧师的意料，但却意味深长。对戴尔牧师来说，就好像神在他们呼召上盖上他的印证，那一刻让他更清楚、更坚定地对神的呼召说“是”。他和太太就搬到玛丽兰州盖萨斯堡。
Pastor and Mrs. Dale knew their move to Gettysburg, Maryland was a lifelong calling.
盖尔牧师夫妇清楚知道他们搬到马里兰州盖瑟斯堡是一生的呼召。
He said, I knew in the depth of my being, come hell or high water, we were going to be there for the rest of our life. It is our intended plan that we were going to live and die here. I decided to give my life to this community.
他说，我从内心深处知道，无论是地狱还是洪水，我们都会在那里度过我们的余生。我们打算在那里生老病死。 我决定将我的生命奉献给这个社区。What
a vision, what a commitment, and what a fulfillment of the vision.
这是何等的意向，何等的委身，何等意向的实现。Well,
when God gave this vision to Pastor Dale, he was only 31 years old.
当神给这个戴尔牧师的意向的时候，他只有31岁。
Today he's 70 years old.
他今天是70岁了。
Now, a lot of effort and a lot of resources has to be given to build a church to 6,000 people and 3 campuses.
他要很多的物资能够帮助这个9000 弟兄姐妹的一个教会。
But when God gave the vision, He will make the required provision.
当神赐下意向，他都会提供所需要的供应。
This is just like God giving the vision of building an ark to Noah.
这就像是这个神给挪亚建造方舟的一个意向。
How is he going to build and such a big ark such with his 3 sons? Okay, considering at that time there's no science and technology like today.
想想看当时那个时候的资讯还有没有任何的科技，挪亚怎么样能够把这个方舟建造起来呢？
Well, he says, when God gave the vision, He will make the required provision.
当神给我们意向的时候，他绝对会提供一切的需要的供应。
Visions are not fulfilled by human effort, but by the Spirit of God.
意向不是靠人的努力，而是靠神的灵来实现的。
What is mission? Mission is seeing what God is doing and joining in.
使命是什么呢？使命是看见神正在做什么，并参与其中。Mission
is not an optional extra; it is our core responsibility.
使命不是可有可无的余外项目，而是我们的核心责任。I
would say that now, at 70 years old, Pastor Dale and his wife Harry has pretty much accomplished the mission.
我可以这么说，在戴尔牧师夫妇，他们真的是完成了这个使命。It
has built a large church, and every year they give a spectacular performance on Easter and Christmas.
在复活节和圣诞节的时候，他们的教会还是时时刻刻的。
Many of us have gone there and see the performances.
很多弟兄们都去参与他们的这个敬拜。
I think this is their unique calling.
这是非常特别的一个呼召。
Does every pastor need a vision from God like Pastor Dale?
每个牧师都需要神给他意向吗？
I believe God gave me this article, A Pastor's Dilemma, Do I need to cast a vision for my church written by Pastor Carl Waiters?
我相信神给了我这篇文章，牧师的困境。我需要为我的教会制定意向吗？ 这是卡尔·瓦特斯牧师写的文章。
For time's sake, I will just give a summary of the article, but I think everyone should read it afterward.
由于时间关系，我只说出文章的摘要和重点，但我认为每个人都应该在事后阅读全文。I
have translated this article into Chinese, and I will send it through the church announcement group.
我已经将这篇文章翻译成中文，并会透过教会的公告群组传送给大家。In
his article, Carl Waiters challenged the conventional expectation that every pastor must cast a bold visionary plan for their church.
卡尔·瓦特斯在他的文章中挑战了传统的期望，就是每位牧师都必须为教会 制定一个大胆、富有远见的计划。He
argued that while some pastors are gifted in vision casting, others may be called to equip and empower the congregation to fulfill their individual callings.
他认为有些牧师有塑造意象的恩赐，有些牧师则可能被呼召去装备 会众，使他们有能力完成个人的呼召。Waiters
reinterprets Proverbs 29:18, suggesting that vision in the biblical context refer to divine revelation rather than a pastor's strategic plan.
卡尔重新宣译了箴言29:18节。 指出，意象在圣经中是指神的启示，而非牧师的策略计划。He
emphasizes that churches can thrive without a singular pastor-led vision, as long as they are faithful to God's guidance and focus on equipping believers.
他强调，教会只要忠于神的引导， 并专注于装备信徒，即使没有牧师领导的单一意向，也能蓬勃发展。Pastors
should not feel pressured to conform to a certain visionary leader if their gifts lies elsewhere.
牧师不应感到必须迎合某种意向型领袖的压力，若他们的恩赐
However, the church still need to find ways to maintain direction and unity, whether through the pastor's vision or collectively pursuing God's will.
然而，教会仍需找到方法来保持方向与合一，无论是透过牧师的意向，还是具体 追求神的旨意。
Now, here is the link to this article. If you want to read it online.
这篇文章是牧师的困境，我需要为我的教会描绘意向吗？
Well, but the online article is only in English, but I'll send you the Chinese translation.
但在网络上的只是有英文版。 Elder David 会发出这个中文版。
Well, putting things together, it would be wonderful if God grant us all a vision in the biblical sense.
如果神赐予我们圣经意义上的意象，那将是极好的。However,
God typically reserves such revelation only for selected individuals.
然而，他通常只将这样的启示赐给特定的人选。
This does not imply we should live without purpose. On the contrary, God has a unique plan for each one of us and each church.
这并不意味着我们应当漫无目的的生活。相反，神为我们每个人以及每个教会都有一个独特的计划。This
is in Ephesians 2:10.
来自于以弗所书2:10节。
Our task is to discern and fulfill this divine calling.
我们的任务是发现并实践这神圣的呼召，方法如下。
First step, surrender our lives to God. Romans 12:1-2.
第一，将生命献给神，罗马书12:1-2节。
If you don't do that, we're not going to know God's plan and plan for our life.
如果我们不这样做的话，我们就不知道神的计划。
Number two, remaining sensitive to the Holy Spirit's guidance.
对圣灵的引导保持敏锐。
Number three, relying on God's strength rather than on our own.
第三，依靠神的力量，而非智持。
Though God may not reveal the very distant future to us, He guides us step by step. We must trust Him fully.
虽然神可能不会揭示遥远的将来，但他会一步步引导我们。我们必须充分信靠他。
More than a grand vision, we need God's clear directives, abundantly provided to us already in the Bible, especially the New Testament epistles, which are letters offering us guidance.
比起宏大的意象，我们更需要神的明确指引。这在圣经中，特别是新约书信中，以丰富的 提供了这些书信是写给我们的指导信件。Notably,
Jesus' letter to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3 contained repeated exhortations. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches.
尤其在启示录2-3节中。 2-3章中，耶稣写给七个教会中的信中，反复强调凡有耳的应当听圣灵对众教会所说的话。These
words are not written for one church, but for all churches and individuals to hear.
这些话不仅是针对某个教会说的，而是每个教会 和个人都应当听从的。Living
in the end time, these letters are profoundly relevant.
我们正处于末世，这些书信对我们至关重要。In
this letter, Jesus presents an image of himself that is relevant to the spiritual condition of the church as he sees.
在每一封信中，耶稣展示了他的一个形象，是与他所看到该教会的属灵光景有关的。For
example, to the suffering church in Smyrna, facing persecution and death, Jesus presented himself as the first and the last who died and rose again, encouraging them not to be afraid, offer instructions and promises reward.
例如，对于面临迫害和死亡的圣约美拿教会，耶稣将自己呈现 为那首先的和末后的，死而复活、复生的，鼓励他们不要害怕，提供指导，并承诺奖赏。
This mirrors Isaiah's vision, where he saw God's holiness, recognized his sinfulness, and received a mission.
这与以赛亚的意象相似，他看见神的圣洁，醒悟到自己的污秽，随后接受了使命。
Every letter in Revelation, two to two, three to the seven churches are like that.
每一封信在启示录二到三章都是这样子写的，记载的。
So, if we are seeking direction from God, we should realize that He has already given us many directives through the New Testament epistles and the seven letters in Revelation 2 to 3.
如果我们寻求从神而来的方向，我们应该意识到他已经透过新书、新约、书信和启示录第二到三章中的七封信提供了许多的指示。
Are we truly listening to what he has already revealed?
我们是否真正用心去聆听他已经启示的呢？
Does Maryland Gospel Church have a vision?
马里兰福音教会有意向吗？
Well, Maryland Gospel Church was officially founded in February 2019.
玛丽安福音教会于2019年2月正式成立。
Prior to this, to its birth, it was known as Montgomery Christian Fellowship, MCF, which served as a fetal stage and laid the foundation for the birth of MGC.
在其诞生之前，它被称为蒙哥马利基督徒团契 MCF， 如同胎儿阶段为 MGC 的诞生奠定了基础。
This distinction is particularly important when we consider the vision of our church.
这个区别在考虑教会意向时尤为重要。
Elder Johnson Van and I.were the two founding elders from GCAC.
我与范扬生长老是两个来自 GCAC 的创会长老。
We held the first MCF Sunday service on September the 2nd, 2018 at Elder Johnson's home. About 35 people attended that day.
我们在2018年9月2日在范长老家中举行了首次 MCF 的主日崇拜，当天约有35人参加。
Now this initiative was born out of the chaos and turmoil in GCAC at that time. Our goal was to provide a peaceful place for worship, a temporary solution.Without a long-term vision at that time.
这项创举源于 GCAC 当时的混乱和动荡状态。我们的目标是提供一个安宁的崇拜场所，这是一种临时措施，当时并未设立长期的意向。
Over the next 5 months, we focus on stabilizing the situation, evaluating various options and deciding on future directions.
在接下来的五个月里，我们专注于稳定局面，评估选择，并决定未来方向。
During that uncertain time, we were unable to make significant future plans, let alone establish a clear vision for the church.
在那不确定的时期，我们无法指定重要的未来计划。 更不用说为教会确立明确的意向。
After MGC was born in February 2019, the church focused on laying a foundation, such as incorporation, writing the bylaw, etc. The congregation began to set direction and purpose for the church.
MGC 于2019年2月成立后，教会专注于基奠基础、注册成立、制定会章等，会众开始寻求教会的方向和目标。
Well, this is a picture of our first worship in Elder Fan's house. It's a humble beginning.
也是卑微的开始。
Well, while it is good to pursue a vision and direction for the future of the church, it is important to understand that vision in the biblical context was given by God on His initiative, and it is not something that we can design, dream up, or create.
追求教会未来的意向和方向是好的，但我们必须明白，合乎圣经的意向是由神主动赐给的，并非我们可以设计、梦想和创造出来。
As for directions, God has provided abundantly in the Bible, and the Holy Spirit is our guide.
至于方向，神已经在圣经里提供了丰富的指引，并且圣灵是我们的向导。
We just need to understand the instruction on His manual and remain sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们只需要了解他手册中的指示，并对圣灵的指引、引导保持敏感。
Although MCF, I mean MCF, not MGC, right? did not begin with a clear vision, I have come to realize that God has a purpose for us. He has been leading, working, and shaping this congregation from the very beginning.
虽然 MCF 教会一开始并没有一个明确的意向，但我逐渐意识到神对我们有他的旨意，并且从开始就一直在带领我们，在我们中间动工。
Do you know what God has been doing in our midst?
你的神帮我们在做什么吗
？Number one, He is raising up new leaders.
第一，神兴起了新领袖。
One of the most evident signs of God's work is the emergence of new leaders. Many brothers and sisters who are now serving actively in MGC might have remained passive spectators had they stayed in GCAC.
最明显的记号之一就是神在我们中间兴起了新的领袖。许多如今在 MGC 积极服侍的弟兄姐妹，若是留在 GCAC， 可能仍是旁观者或不是参与者。
Our interpreter today is a good example. All right, I believe one of the main reasons God allowed some churches to split, even though it is not a desirable thing, He often allowed this to raise up new leaders. I have seen and known many such cases.
我相信这是神容许一些教会分裂的主要原因之一。虽然分裂不是理想的事，但神常常借此兴起新的领袖。我看过，也听闻过许多这样的例子。
49 years ago, a similar event took place at a Chinese Christian church in Silver Spring.
49年前， 在本地银泉镇的华府华人基督教会也发生过类似的事。
Well, at that time, it was the largest Chinese church in the area.
那时候是最大的一个中华人教会。
The church was thriving, attracting many young, gifted, educated, and devoted Christians who were highly valued and used by a dynamic pastor. He was only 40 years old.
当时教会兴旺，吸引了许多年轻、有恩赐、热心、受过良好教会的基督徒。他们被一位充满活力的中年牧师大大重用。
However, the old leadership in the church felt sidelined. They were not used. Eventually, this led to a split.
然而，原有的领袖却被忽略，最终导致教会分裂了。分裂。
I think it is God's intention that instead of making the church larger,He want to build a separate church and raise new leadership.
我认为，神的这个目的，是要兴起新的领袖，才会把教会，任凭分裂。
Okay, so about 120 members, mostly the young, gifted people, left the church.And establish the Chinese Bible Church in Rockville.
约有120多位会友，以年轻人居多，出来成立了罗克维尔市的中华圣经教会。
That church later grew to nearly 1,000 members and planted multiple branch churches.
那教会后来成长到近千人，还开拓了多间分堂。
What I'm saying is, God permitted us to establish MGC so that many of us can start serving in the church.
我要说的是，神容许我们成立 MGC， 为的是要我们当中许多人参与侍奉。
Number two, what God is doing in MGC, God is elevating the old leadership.
第二，神不单单是提升了新的，
so he
提升了旧的领袖。
He raised up new leaders, and he's upgrading the old leaders.
他引领了新的领袖，也同样的提升了旧的领袖。
What do you mean? Along with the new leaders.Okay, God upgrade the ministry of old leaders, which include myself.
除了新领袖，神也提升了一些原有的领袖，我自己就是其中之一。
Although I've been preaching before MGC began, I have experienced a noticeable spiritual elevation in my preaching since MGC was formed.It feels like that I have graduated from high school and entered college.
虽然在成立 MGC 之前，我已经在讲台有侍奉，但我明显感受到讲道层次的提升，仿佛从高中毕业进入大学。
I did not attend any new courses or training.It wasn't my effort. It was purely empowerment by the Holy Spirit.
我并没有参与任何进修课程或训练，也不是靠自己的努力，完全是因为圣灵赋予能力。
I believe many of you would agree with this perspective. Glory be to God.
我相信你们当中许多人会同意这观点。愿荣耀归给神。
Number three, what God has been doing in MGC is He is working among us through the Holy Spirit.
第三，神在 玛利亚福音教会所做的是，用圣灵让我们在中间动工。
I don't know how many of you are fully aware of this, but the Spirit of Christ had been knocking at our door.
我不知道有多少人察觉到，但基督的灵正在敲我们的门。
Over a year ago, I was led to begin a sermon series on the Holy Spirit, a series that I'm still preaching with no set end in sight.
一年多前，我心中被感动，开始一系列关于圣灵的讲道，到现在还没结束，我也不知道何时会结束。
Interestingly, several sermons by both in-house and outside speakers have aligned with the same spiritual theme, despite there were no coordination.
奇妙的是，无论是内部或外来讲员的讲道，主题都不约而同的与圣灵有关，纵然完全没有事先协调。
For example,
例如
，On May 5th last year, I preached on the third sermon in this series, and the week before, Elder David Wu had preached on the work of the Holy Spirit, and the following week, Pastor Hall preached on "I Believe in the Holy Spirit." None of us coordinated our preaching beforehand.
去年五月五日，我讲了这个系列的第三篇讲道。前一周，吴伟雄长老讲的是圣灵的工作；下一周，何牧师讲的是我信圣灵。我们事先完全没有沟通协调。
Well, perhaps you say, "Oh, that's just a coincidence."
这就是非常
But look at a more recent example.
最近的例子。
On March 16th, I preached on gifts of the Holy Spirit.
三月十六日，我传讲了属灵的恩赐。
April 27th, we had a guest speaker, Pastor Lee from Elridge, Maryland. He preached on ministry of spiritual gifts.
四月二十七日，来自 Elkridge 李牧师传讲了属灵恩赐的服事。
Exactly the same theme.
讲的是相似的。
And then, last month, May 18th, we have another outside speaker from Baltimore, Minister San, and he preached on glorious kingdom power of the Holy Spirit.
五月十八日，来自巴尔的摩的商传道讲了荣耀的国度、圣灵的大能。
This is not coincidence.
这不是巧合的。
Clearly, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us and orchestrating something among us.
显然，圣灵正在向我们说话，并在我们中间动工。
The question is, are we alert and paying attention to what he's doing?
问题是，我们是否警觉并留心他在做什么？
Are we listening to his voice and seeking his direction?
我们是否在聆听他的声音，寻求他的引导？
Let's conclude the message today.
结论，结语。
As we reflect on the theme,From vision to mission, let us be encouraged and take heart in knowing that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to us and guiding us.
当我们思想从意向到使命这一主题时，让我们得着鼓舞，因为圣灵一直在对我们说话，并在引导我们。
He stands at our door, knocking, eager to enter and fellowship with us. Let us open the door wide and welcome him in.
他正在我们门前叩门，渴望进来与我们相交，让我们敞开大门，热切欢迎他。
Concluding this sermon, let us review the very beginning of MCM.
让我们看看一开始的
Here's another picture of our first worship service in Elder Fan's house.
这是另一个照片，我们第一次的这个敬拜。
A humble beginning.
在范长老家是非常卑微的一个开始。
Elder Fan preached the first sermon.
范长老讲的第一篇道。
We are about to qualify a faithful brother who's serving from the very first day.And even today here.
各位是第一次，好在 AB， 现在还在服侍。
Look at how humble we were. We did not have a microphone like this. We did not have a mixer. Okay, and we don't even have a speaker like this PA system. What we have is a radio boombox.
我们非常谦卑的一个服侍神的一个见证。
On the floor. And by the way, let us to sing song.
向前的圣经的领导。
And we are about to throw up. I think it was moderator.
我们的旧弟兄，他是司仪那个时候。
Well, God took him home. We really miss him.
神，他已经在神家了。
He was named an elder together with Evelyn Plan brother to be new elders in MCM.
旧弟兄那时候是与彭长老一起被立定成为我们玛利亚福音教会的长老。
But the second time we worship in Elder's friend's home, the house was already full. I think there was something like 50 people or so, and even people have to sit or stand on a stairway.
那个时候大概第二次的这个聚会的时候就已经有五十多人来了。那时候有坐的、站的，好像那个时候食物不够。
Well, Elder's friend's home could only accommodate so many people.So we started our service here in Stone Mill on the third or fourth Sunday.
那之后呢？因为放在老家的容纳有限，那我们就来到了这个Stone Mill 的这个小学校。那么这是也就是在现在这个场所。
And we had special meetings inviting speaker like Esther Shu.To give a special seminar.
那时候请了 S. Xu 来讲道，那时候也看到 Nadia 在翻译。
And Sister Nadia had been faithfully serving as our interpreter from the very beginning.
Nadia 姐妹是非常忠诚的，服侍的我们的教会，还有服侍的我们的神。
Well,
神的教会。
She went back to Taiwan last week. We really miss her.
她回去了台湾前个礼拜。
Thank God for giving us all these precious memories.
让神纪念她那这个重要的这个服事。
And this ends our sermon today.
那今天的讲道在此结束。